goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush, Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
It is Monday. It is the post-Thanksgiving Monday as we barrel into the Christmas season. James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly, here with you on WABC Talk Radio 77. If you'd like to be part of today's program, 800-848-WABC is the number, 800-848-9222. Kevin is not wearing any sports gear today. I don't blame him.
Get him out.
I don't keep track of the standings, so in a few minutes, probably I'll ask Kevin to.
Don't get me started.
A report on what is going on with his favorite teams.
Are you kidding me?
None of which he's advertising today on his body. There are political stories. Yeah, there are political stories to cover today, and we will cover some of them. In The Hill, there's an opinion piece that I found interesting by Douglas McKinnon. He was a writer in the White House for Ronald Reagan and George Bush. And let me just give you the headline of this opinion piece. Republican establishment to conservative and faith-based voters, drop dead. And the attitude from official Washington, it begins, before I even get into that, there were a series of disturbing stories. Kevin, what is the name of that fashion house? How do you pronounce it again?
Balenciaga?
Yes, Balenciaga. Thank you. The stories are so disturbing that, quite frankly, I don't even know whether I want to do them. That's how disturbing they are. The imagery that has been uncovered from their chief designer is satanic. And I'm sorry, when you have pictures of the whole, all of this satanic symbolism, she had privately posted these had publicly posted them on her website before this controversy. And now that they've emerged, she shut the website down. And some of the pictures involve children. There's a one that she posted with a room with a lot of blood in the room and disarray. And it's called, it's something to the effect of a child's a murder in a child's bedroom or something like that. There are other pictures of children in one other in bondage, like a little girl that's being held. Apparently, the picture is supposed to give you the impression against her will. And there's a third that is so disturbing that it's now on, you can find it online because people, it has gone viral with this woman dressed up as a female demon, devil, holding two little babies in her arms that are all bright red that look like they're, I guess, supposed to be the children of Satan or whatever this imagery is supposed to convey. I can't claim to be an expert on what it's supposed to convey because this is not a world that I'm accustomed to. And it's sick stuff, folks. It is sick, sick, sick stuff. The photographer has issued a statement that was involved in the scandal. He said, look, I was just hired to take pictures. I didn't choose the subject material. Photographers don't. We get the lighting and we shoot the pictures. This is not my brainchild. Now, this fashion house is, and again, this is the fashion house of the chic, the elite. It's a Paris-based outfit. And they've apologized, and they're suing, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look in the American Conservative, you'll see the piece that I'm referring to. It's called Lota. Volkova, the devil designs Balenciaga. Balenciaga. I don't know why I have so many problems with that word, but the subtitle is The Pedo Chic. This is deep. The Pedo Chic Fashion House Chief Stylist is obsessed with satanic themes, child abuse, cannibalism, violence. And it is, she's their senior stylist. And when I tell you that the imagery in here, first, the imagery is highly sexualized, involving children. There's a boy that appears to be maybe 5 or 6 years old. One, he's got his shirt off. He's posed in some weird position, but he's wearing women's heels or girl high heels. There's another boy dressed up in a teddy with his hair made up like a girl. I mean, this stuff is sick. The other picture that I refer to over again, murder in a child's bedroom. All of it from the mind of Lota Volica. Balenciaga's an Adidas designer. Yeah. There are lyrics from a song in this. Her wearing a t-shirt from her favorite band, Cannibal Corpse, is her favorite band apparently, while inside a church. The lyrics are their songs. I can't even give you the full title of the song because it's so vulgar. Entrails ripped from a virgin's C-word. That's the song. Some of the lyrics. Virgin tied to my mattress, legs spread wide, ratchet bowel yanked from her insides, devirginized with my knife, internally bleeding, vagina secreting. She's wearing a t-shirt from this band. She's the chief fashion designer for this website that these big Hollywood types, these celebrities. This stuff is beyond sick, folks. Now, I have some friends that will tell you that they're not surprised in the least because they've been saying for years and talking about this sexualization of children that has taken place. There's this other site, this other girl, a picture. She's bound and gagged with what looks like some kind of wire running to tape across her to her headphones, and she's duct taped in the mouth, legs spread on the chair, a girl that appears to be maybe 8 or 9 years old. And this is what this fashion designer, these pictures that were on her site before all this publicity came because of this latest one, and they shut it, she shut her site down. But this stuff is beyond sick. It is beyond your imagination of what normal people, this is just pure evil sickness. And I don't know how much more I could go into it in more detail, but I think I've given you enough. And then you wonder why you see stories like the one that appears today in bizpackreview.com. Twisted teen turns to Instagram for help disposing of girl 13 that he allegedly just killed. Just killed her. He's still bloody. Goes on Instagram asking people how he can dispose of the body. This is not out of some fake snuff movie. This stuff is what's happening in this twisted society, and it is beyond disturbing. It is an evil that most of us would never come across in our daily lives, but it is happening in a segment of society that is not apparently just in America, but internationally happening around the world. I am so troubled mentally by seeing these images and by understanding that there is a company, two big companies that the rich and famous cater to. Entertainment class in America, some of our biggest quote unquote entertainers. And this is the kind of stuff that is coming out of the chief designer for these companies. And they issue apologies because they got busted publicly with one. But they had to know you cannot hire somebody in a position like that and not know what they're posting on their social websites. I don't understand. I do understand, actually. Again, there are two words that come to mind. One is evil. And when I tell you folks that humanity right now is in a war with people whose values are the opposite of everything good, I mean it. And they are unafraid. It's some years ago, they would have never crawled out from under the rock with this stuff publicly. They just share it privately. Now they're unafraid. This is their public positioning. There's also a lot of COVID news today. Fauci is repositioning himself, or Dr. Fauci, for life in the public. And the Washington Post has had a few articles over the past few days about COVID-related things. Now, older demographics are dying. But we've made reference to this story on the Saturday show. And this was a headline from April 29th of this year. And then they did another story on it this year, a growing percentage. Back then in April, they said a growing percentage of Americans dying from COVID-19 are vaccinated. That was in April. In the Washington Post. On the 23rd of September, on November, over this Thanksgiving period, they had another story. COVID is no longer mainly a pandemic of the unvaccinated. For the first time, a majority of Americans dying from the coronavirus received at least the primary series of the vaccine. So, put in simple words, more people that are dying from COVID now are vaccinated than not. And yet we have these silly mandates like Eric Adams was on defending when he was on with Sid a few days ago. And these people tell you they follow science. They don't follow science. They follow politics, and that's all they follow. Maybe we can get into that. But I do want to cover some of the political news in addition to all these other terrible things that we've talked about. And I'm sorry, folks. I know that you don't, some of the stuff churns your stomach. You don't want to hear it. And I wish I didn't have to be the one to bring it to you. But this terrible news is being made because it is happening in this world of ours. And folks, this stuff is sick. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, coming back. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Be back with you right after this.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
What goes up must come down. Yes. Spinning wheel, got to go round. What goes up must come down. How prescient. So, Kevin.
Get him out. Get him out. Get him out.
Kevin.
No!
What happened on Thanksgiving Day, Kevin?
No!
Kevin, I'm waiting. No crickets here. What happened?
Well, you always like it when I tell the audience, so I'll let you tell the audience this time what happened. What happened?
Those blue, the people that wear that blue thing in New York, the midgets, the New York midgets were playing the Dallas Cowboys, and apparently they got womped.
It was a one-possession game. I don't call that a womp.
Oh, the WL thing? Who had the W that day?
Just characterizing it as it is. It's not a WAP. It's a one-possession game, not a WAP. And I'll have you know that seven of our starters were either practice squad players or players that were reserved because we were dealing with a lot and a lot of injuries. I texted you that, and I stand by that. It was a tough game. It was a tough position for the Giants to be in, and the Cowboys had all the momentum. And that's what happens when you put out your practice players.
Kevin?
Yes.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay, so what are the NFL rankings and who's who? Tell us who is where in this whole thing.
So in the NFC East, where the Cowboys and Giants are, unfortunately, the Philadelphia Eagles won last night. So they have improved to a 10-1 record, to the top of the NFC. The Cowboys are second at 8-3. The Giants are third. Both teams are in the playoffs at 5-6 right now. So the Giants and Cowboys are in it, along with the Commanders. They're at 6-5, last place in the division, but they
Who are the Commanders?
The Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
Who are they?
Oh, you know, the team that's been in legal trouble for the past X amount of months.
What was their name before?
The Washington Redskins was their name before, and then they turned into the Washington football team before they became the Washington Commanders.
Okay. And so on the other side, where are the teams lining up on the other side in that other league, that other division or whatever they call it?
You mean the Jets division, the AFC East?
Yeah.
So right now the Miami Dolphins are in first place. The Miami Dolphins are in first place of the division at 8-3, along with the Buffalo Bills. They are on top of Buffalo because Miami had beaten this team earlier on in the season. So Miami is number one, Buffalo at number two. The New York Jets are at 7-4. They won this past weekend 31-10 against the Chicago Bears, so they are in third place. Also in the playoffs, and it's in a similar picture like the NFC East is, because the New England Patriots are 6-5, and they're the last team of the division. So very competitive for both the Jets and the Giants.
Mm-hmm. And what happens to that New England team that's always beating everybody?
Well, right now they're out of the playoffs. They are sitting out of the playoffs thanks to the New York Jets, as they possess the final playoff spot at this very moment. But the Patriots have two wins over the Jets, so any tie in that on that record by the end of the year could mean the Patriots overtake the Jets.
Okay, and now last question. How's Brady doing?
Oh, you know, he's actually atop of his own division in his own right with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 5-6, yet they are in first place in their division. So Tom Brady is still, quote-unquote, winning in his book, first in the division, but he isn't a losing record, and, you know, he is going through other things at the moment, so who knows how he's really doing.
Yeah, all right, well. Thank you for that impromptu sports report. I guess the World Cup is still going on out there somewhere. No one really cares about that here in America, but, you know, except the Iranians are, like, kind of mad because we did something with their flag.
Yeah, so the U.S. Soccer Federation had tweeted out a picture of the standings of the group that the United States is, which includes Iran. And on the Iranian flag, they took out the logo that's in the middle of the Iranian flag on their post. And the Iranians took that as a jab, obviously, rightfully so, as a disrespect to their flag. And the U.S. Soccer Federation took down the post, but not before Iran reported it to FIFA, calling for their removal from the tournament for disrespecting their flag. So that's where that currently is. And the two teams face off tomorrow. And if the U.S. wins, they move on. If it's a draw, then Iran
wait, the United States is playing Iran?
Indeed, they are tomorrow. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I wonder if the people in Iran are allowed to watch it on television. Anyway. Kevin, thank you so much for updating us. Yeah. On everything there. Okay, to politics very quickly. This is a piece that I referred to up front. Republican establishment to conservative and faith-based voters drop dead. And let me skip down two paragraphs. Once reelected, and often because of conservative and faith-based voters, those establishment Republicans and their leadership would stab those constituencies in the back as they cozied up to corporate America, lobbying firms, big tech, the mainstream media, and any special interest who might fund their campaigns or hire them once they left Congress. As the movie tagline tells us, it's a tale as old as time, at least political time. After the predicted red wave failed to materialize on November 8th, it's safe to believe that not only are a lot of number of these conservative and faith-based voters depressed, they're also shocked that the Republican leadership, which failed so miserably, will remain in power once again. And on that point, I'll move over to a Fox story today. Five Republicans publicly opposed McCarthy's speakership bid, putting ascension to leadership role in jeopardy. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy can only lose four votes if the full 435-member House of Representatives votes for Speaker. Right now, there are five Republicans who are saying, hey, Kev, it's not going to be you. And so we shall see how this plays out. I'm also going to this week talk about this bill that Diane and me first brought to our attention, our Princess Di, for the insidious things that are inside. This bill got 12 Republican votes, and it repeals the Defense of Marriage Act. It's called Respect for Marriage, but it's anything but. If you are a religious person, if you are a pastor, if you have a congregation, you better be concerned about this bill, because if you have beliefs that are different than what the liberal beliefs are about sexuality and human sexuality and its relationship to spirit, your tax may no longer be tax exempt. They're lining up the IRS to come after and remove the tax exemption from religions that don't bend a knee to the liberal philosophy. This is real. The Heritage Foundation has been very, very adamantly opposed to this legislation. And it places not only institutions like churches, but individuals that have strongly held religious beliefs in legal jeopardy. And that has moved its way through the Senate with the help of 12 Republicans, and it's real. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett faces calls to recuse herself from LGBTQ case. You know why? Because she's a devout Catholic. Former members of People of Praise, a network of lay Christian communities, founded in 1971 in South Bend, Indiana. Hear that, Rhonda? In South Bend, Indiana, spoke to The Guardian, arguing that Justice Barrett should recuse herself from the case of 303 Creative LLC versus Arbery Ellenis. The Supreme Court will begin hearing oral arguments December 5th. Barrett, a devout Catholic, has not spoken publicly about her affiliation with the Secretive Faith Group. Secretive Faith Group. But some people are saying she needs to bail out and recuse herself. Well, I say that if the liberals are demanding that Justice Amy Coney Barrett recuse herself from this faith-based case, then we ought to demand that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson recuse herself from any case that involves a woman, since she really doesn't know how to define one. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, your call's coming up, 800-848-WABC, 848-9222. Coming back right after this.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Street, cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets, give me
That would be Mr. Z. I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude. You know, the one married to Mrs. Z. Mr. and Mrs. Z, the billionaire couple. Both billionaires in their own right. With Alicia Keys, brings us back here on WABC. And in case you think, because we haven't covered what's going on locally, that there has been any respite from the crime that has plagued New York, you are wrong. With all of these ugly things that are happening nationally, I didn't have time to go into detail and pull the New York crime stack. But it is appalling as always, including another rapist that is a recidivist rapist out on jail committing rape. But you think that's bad. There is a story. I am searching for it right now. There's a story that I found, California, that is just astounding. Well, when you think astounding, maybe. I just passed the headline. Balenciaga claims it had no control over the props in the photo shoot. Yeah. Yeah, keep telling us that. Here's the other story I was just referring to. And let me see where this was from. It wasn't from the LA Times, where you would normally expect it. It's from Daily Mail. Ready for this? And ask yourself why. While you hear this, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why. Why is this happening? Why? Here's the headline. Remember, ask yourself why. Thousands of convicted pedophiles in California are getting less than a year prison time. Ask yourself why. Again, let me repeat that headline for you in today's Daily Mail. Thousands of convicted pedophiles in California are getting less than a year of prison time. Pedophiles are getting less than a year of prison time after a range of horrific acts, including raping kids under 14, a Daily Mail investigation reveals. Analysis of California database of sex offenders shows thousands of child molesters are being let out after just a few months. Despite sentencing guidelines, more than 7,000 sex offenders were convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age, but were let out of prison the same year they were incarcerated, data from California's Megan's Law database says. Others who committed some of the worst child sex crimes on the statute books similarly served short sentences, including 365 pedophiles convicted of continuous sexual abuse of a child who spent less than 12 months in prison. 39 cases of sodomy with a child under 16. 3 cases of kidnapping a child under 14 with intent to commit lewd or lascivious acts, according to the data. Former Los Angeles sex crimes prosecutor Samuel Dordulian told DailyMail.com he was shocked by the statistics and described them as frightening for society. Ask yourself the question, why? Why and who is letting these people out? Now, we had on the books, you remember Megan's Law, because of how the case that involved, how it got to the books. And yet, district attorneys in California are refusing to hold these child sex offenders, these pedophiles, behind bars. They are letting them out in the streets of California by the thousands. Ask yourself the question. Why? People are still having media meltdowns over Google, Apple, among them, telling them they better cancel Twitter. The left-wing activists are now mounting a campaign against Elon Musk like you would not believe. They are demanding that Apple, Google, get rid of Twitter. For me, there's been no better time to be on Twitter, by the way. I mean, I don't post anything vile, and I don't post anything. Most of my posts are about news. And if you're unfamiliar, you can reach me at Bo Snerdly, S-N-E-R-D-L-E-Y. You can also sign up for the Daily BS at BoSnerdly.com, the Daily BS, which is our twice-a-day news blast. But I'm telling you, these activists, these left-wing activists are horrible. Here's another story from BizPack today. ABC's Martha Raddatz frets people aren't listening to Fauci. The White House is still trying to demand that people take these COVID boosters in spite of the news I shared with you earlier from the Washington Post. And yes, it's from the Washington Post that more people now are dying from COVID that are vaccinated than people who are not vaccinated. What the heck? Ask yourself that question again. Why? Why? Why would that happen? Huh? Yeah. There's a manhunt on. There's somebody missing. It's not a cause for an Amber Alert. It's a cause for a media alert. His name is Miguel Almaguera. You know who he is? Miguel is the guy that posted a news story on Paul Pelosi that NBC quickly took down. The guy has not been seen now online or on NBC in over a month. After his story that, hey, Paul Pelosi came to the door. He let the police in. He was okay. And then they went inside the house, and that's when Paul Pelosi got bludgeoned by his assailant. He's a Los Angeles-based correspondent. Never mind he's a proud member of the Latino community. They simply disappeared him. He's been disappeared right in front of your eyes. NBC said, nope, got to go. And he hasn't been seen in over a month. So missing a person's alert, if you happen to see Miguel, let us know. 62% of Americans, according to recent polling, want Hunter Biden investigated. 62%. The telephone and online survey by Rasmussen reports for Miranda Devine, 42% strongly approved of a likely House GOP probe into his overseas dealings. But in the survey, 62% of likely U.S. voters, likely voters, want this Hunter Biden story the Hunter Biden story investigated. When we get back, we start with your telephone calls. There is more news out here as always. We've gone through quite a few stories in our limited time here. We'll give you a chance to weigh in. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And we are coming right back on our Monday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
You didn't hear that, Curtis. Rich Radabali says, put this in your pipe and smoke it, brah. What's up, Jen? You know, we did an installment of Jen's stories, and that was like months ago. Everybody said they loved them. And then Jen's stories just kind of disappeared.
Oh, I'll bring them back. That was my New Year's resolution to you. I was going to bring back the news stories. I did tell you that.
Okay, so after New Year's, we'll be okay.
Yes, that's part of my New Year's resolution.
Are you out shopping?
I did some online shopping on Friday and Saturday, but I need to stop shopping for myself and start shopping for my parents. So I know, it's so bad. I'm like, ooh, I like that. Oh, one for me, one for my mom.
Way to go, Jen.
They told me they didn't want anything, but I still got to get them something.
Yeah, because, you know, parents always lie about that because they want to see if their children really are appreciative.
I want them to have something to open, you know?
Yeah, something. Sherilyn brings us back on WABC Talk Radio 77. Got to be real. Remember, catch it night up next here on WABC. Let's head to the telephones, shall we? Start in Trenton, New Jersey with Bob. Bob, thank you for waiting. How are you this Monday, Bob?
I'm doing fine, Bo. Hopefully you and everyone else out there is doing well considering the nonsense and idiocy and demonic activity that seems to be going on all over the place. Listen, you know, if you look back in history, a lot of these Roman emperors, they were all pedophiles, you know. Tiberius, he had, you know, a little kid swimming in his pool, you know what I mean, nibbling on his toes and all other kinds of craziness, you know. And unfortunately today, look, I tell people all the time, we are in the last days, okay. There was a time in this country where there was shame. I mean, you know, you had this kind of craziness going on in other countries. But in this country and the principles on which it was founded, there was a thing called shame. And then eventually things started to erode away, you know, alcoholism becoming a disease, this becoming a disease, everything, all your proclivities and, you know, illicit behavior all became a disease. All right. So, you know, making excuses for this nonsense. There's a passage in the Bible, and I hope I don't turn people off with this, but it says there's going to come a time where God's going to give people over to their wickedness. And, you know,
well, let me tell you something.
And I hope I don't get cut off for saying this, but let me tell you something, okay? With the sex trafficking that's going on down in our borders and all this other craziness, and I make no bones about it, and I make no apologies for what
I need you to get to your point because you can't filibuster here.
From our president on down to, you know, our council people and bureaucrats and that kind of thing, These people are nothing less than child-murdering pedophiles, unfortunately. And boom, we're in the last days, and we are suffering.
Okay, now let me address some of the things that you said. Number one, I don't cut people off. I don't do, as you know, I don't encourage people to start reading scripture. If we get started with that, we will turn into a different kind of show than the show that I am doing. However, I don't turn it away, as you paraphrase the scripture very well. And giving people over to wickedness, if you think that this is normal, that these major fashion houses, and folks, if you're just joining us, this is where this story is. It is a sick story. This story that of this designer, chief designer for this fashion house. If you look at the story and you see these satanic images that she boasted on her website and involving children, there's no other word for this stuff but sick. It is sick. It is evil. It is wicked. And this is now this. How do you, Kevin, how do you pronounce that damn fashion house name again? I get a block with it.
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Balenciaga. If you think that Balenciaga is clueless as to what was going on with their chief design, I got to tell you, I don't think so. If you're putting that much of your profit margins on the back of a person that is your chief designer, somebody in that company should have been vetting her. And so Balenciaga to say now, oh, this little thing we put out with this child wrapped up in bondage, oh, we don't know how that happened. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. Nobody saw us do it. Can't prove anything. We didn't do it. We're going to sue people. Well, this is all under your branding. Who did it if you didn't do it? And why are you giving excuses? And then when you look at what this chief designer is in, cannibalism? Child bondage? Images of Satan? Are you kidding me? They don't know that this existed. It was right there on her social media pages. Again, this woman, Lada Volkova. These images, and by the way, these images of young boys dressed up as girls and in girls' clothing, murder in a child's bedroom. This woman is the designer with Balenciaga, whatever it is, and Adidas. It's sick. And then she's wearing a T-shirt from her favorite band. Listen to the band's name, Cannibal Corpse. And she had a selfie with the Cannibal Corpse T-shirt. The lyrics from the song that they're promoting. These folks, brace yourself if you haven't heard this. The lyrics from the song, I can't do them all because some of them are too crude. The title of the song, well, not the lyrics. Entrails ripped from a virgin's C-word. Virgin, tied to my mattress, legs spread wide, ruptured bowel yanked from her insides. Devirginized with my knife, internally bleeding, vagina secreting. This is the evil that these people are involved in. And this fashion house says they don't know anything. Oh, we don't know nothing. That's a bunch of bullshit. Let me get to another call. Jeff in Great Neck, Queens. You're on with James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, Mr. Golden. I'm doing fine. But you were talking about the LGBTQ community. I'm saying, why can't we put in the H? Because I'm heterosexual. I think that if we're the majority, and I know who you are, Mr. Golden, it's God told us to love everybody. My daughter's best friend is gay. You know, no, there's nothing I can do about it. She knows a lot of gay men and lesbian women.
Look, I know a lot of gay and lesbian people. I have gay relations. Members of my family are gay. And you know what? I'm not, first of all, I wasn't talking about the LGBT community. I'm talking about some sick people today that are involved in child pedophilia, that are involved in things that are evil. And I don't just specify that. I have no idea whether this woman is gay or not, and it doesn't matter to me. She's sick. That's what matters to me. So I'm not focusing in and equating that with gay people. And if anybody gets that as the takeaway, you're wrong. This isn't about gay people. This stuff is about good and evil. Jim, quickly, in Aston, New York, how are you?
James, you're correct. I love the show. This is a full-on satanic attack against our country, which I believe was formed by the divine hand of God. And they're just attacking everything in the fabric of our society. Defiling children is the ultimate sacrifice to Satan and these satanic rituals. They actually have women that they breed in disgusting rituals to have babies and sacrifice the babies on altars to Satan, because that's the most cherished thing to God. They think that, and they know they're hurting God.
I got
to
wrap up now, but thank you for the call, Robert. Oh, my goodness, what a day. May God bless and protect each and every one of you, and Lord knows we need it. We'll be back tomorrow, Bo Snurley's Rush Hour. Bye.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snurdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.